El Sajda, the prostration. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alif Lam Mim, I am Allah, the all-knowing. This book, the Quran, which is wanting in naught, containing nothing doubtful, disturbing, and there is no false charge in it, has been revealed by the Lord of the worlds. Do the people say he has invented it? It is not so. It is the truth from your Lord. It has been revealed that you may warn the people to whom no warner before you for a long, long time has come, so that they may receive guidance. Allah is he who created the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between the two, in 6 aeons. Again, listen to another great truth. He is firmly settled on the throne of sovereignty. You have no real patron nor an intercessor beside him. Will you take no heed then? He plans the scheme from the heaven and sends it to the earth. Then it shall ascend to him in the course of a day, the duration of which is 1,000 years according to your computation in this world. Such is he who knows the hidden reality and the obvious, the Almighty, the ever merciful, who made perfectly well all that he created, and he originated the creation of a human being from clay. Then he created his seed from an extract of an insignificant fluid derived by his consuming food produced from clay or soil. Then he endowed him with perfect faculties of head and heart in accordance with what he is meant to be, and breathed into him of his spirit, thus making him the recipient of the divine word. And he has given you hearing, eyes, and hearts. Yet little are the thanks you give. And they say, shall we really be raised to life as a new creation, when we are lost in the earth after being buried in it? The truth is that they are disbelievers in the meeting with their Lord. That is why they are talking like this. Say, the angel of death, who has been put in charge of you, will carry your soul off. Then to your Lord you will be made to return. Could you but see their state when the guilty will be standing before their Lord, with their heads hanging down, and saying, our Lord, we have seen and we have heard. So send us back to the worldly life. We will act righteously, for now we are convinced of the truth about the hereafter. Had we enforced our will, we would have already given every soul its appropriate guidance. But as it is, the word from me has come true, that I will surely fill Jahannam with some of the jinn, the haughty, and ordinary people, all the erring ones, together. So suffer the punishment for your evil deeds. Since you had given up the idea of the meeting of this day of yours, so we too have forsaken you now. Suffer, therefore, the long-lasting punishment because of the misdeeds you used to do. Only those believe in our revelations who, when they are reminded by means of them, fall down prostrate and proclaim the divine glory with the praises of their Lord, and they are not proud.
Sajdae Tilawat, prostration.
While getting up for late night tahajjud prayer, they forsake their comfortable beds, calling upon their Lord with an awe-inspired and hopeful state of mind. And they spend out of that which we have provided them. And no soul knows what comforts lie hidden for them, of a joy to the eyes as a reward for their righteous deeds. What? Can one who has been a believer be treated like one who has been a disobedient sinner? They cannot be alike. There awaits those who believe and do deeds of righteousness gardens of eternal abode in hospitality in return for their good deeds. But as for them who show disobedience, their abode will be the fire. Every time they try to get out of it, they shall be hurled back into it, and it shall be said of them, suffer the torment of the fire which you used to cry lies to. And of course we will let them suffer the minor and nearer punishment before the greater punishment befalls them, so that they may turn to us in repentance. And who is more unjust than the person who is reminded through the messages of his Lord, yet he turns away from them? We will surely punish such of those who have severed their ties with God. And we gave Moses the scripture. Therefore, prophet, have no doubt about receiving a similar perfect book yourself. And we made that Torah a source of guidance for the children of Israel. So long as they remained steadfast, we raised leaders from among them. They guided the people by our command, and the people had firm faith in our signs. And your Lord is one who on the day of resurrection will judge between them concerning every issue over which they used to disagree. Does this fact provide them no guidance, that we destroyed many a generation, in whose ruined dwelling places they now walk about? There are sure signs in all of this. Will they not then listen and pay heed? Have they never seen the sight, how we convey water to the barren land, and produce thereby the crop of which they and their cattle eat? Will they not then see and understand? And they say, if you speak the truth, tell us when this victory of yours will come. Say, those who have denied the truth, their believing on the day of victory will not help them, nor shall they be given respite to accept the true faith. So turn aside from them and wait. They are also waiting.